This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Chuck Todd did a tweet and he says, I'm a bit hokey when it comes to Good Friday. I don't mean disrespect to the religious aspect of the day, but I love the idea of reminding folks that any day can become good. All it takes is a little selflessness on our own part. Works every time. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. See, that is the flippant response to the most holy holiday for Christians. By Chuck Todd, MSNBC's Chuck Todd. He doesn't mean any disrespect to the religious aspect of Good Friday, but I don't even know any of the religious aspects of Good Friday. That's essentially what Chuck Todd is saying. I don't even have enough respect for your religion, so I'm going to go find out what Good Friday means. I'm a bit hokey when it comes to Good Friday. No, Chuck, you're a bit hokey when it comes to life in general. Any day can be Good Friday. Hey, so what? Christ is risen on Sunday, you know, all of the religious aspects of this as it pertains to the Christianity. Do you think Chuck Todd would say anything close to that on anything related to Muslims, or dare he lose his head? It's amazing to me how flippant leftists have treat Christianity like we're just a bunch of who cares? You know, they take us for granted. Who cares? They're just a bunch of sanctimonious Christians out there trying to do good in the world. Chuck Todd has more respect for Kwanzaa than he does for Easter. I promise you he does. He has more respect for Kwanzaa than he does for Christmas. Because that's the way they're trained. And see, how dare Chuck decide to actually do his journalistic duty and understand what the aspects of, I don't care if you practice it, understand it. It would be like, you know, if I'm going to talk about the Quran, I'm going to at least go research what it's about. I rarely talk about Muslims other than the fact that they tend to blow up a lot of things. But if I'm going to have a deep discussion about it from a religious perspective, I'm going to go out and find out what the deal is. I do understand that it was written based on the length that the way the Quran is laid out. It's based on the length of the books and not chronologically. I learned that from friends, and that Muhammad begins really altruistic and philanthropic and wanting to do good. And by the end of the Quran, he is a bad dude. Unlike Saul of Tarsus, who becomes Paul, he does an opposite transformation. Because Saul was a bad guy, a warrior, who would as soon kill you as to look at you, who became good when he was struck on his way, I think, to Damascus, right? And so he became a good guy. Muhammad started out good and suddenly, whew, over time became bad. And it's choppy. The Quran is choppy. And I learned this from experts. So my point is this. If I'm going to have a discussion, if they would say, Kevin, let's discuss Ramadan, I wouldn't say, look, I don't understand the religious aspects of Ramadan, but I think Ramadan's really serious, and anybody could just do Ramadan. I wouldn't say that. I don't know enough about Ramadan. Do they have a big turkey meal? I might say something like, I don't know a lot about Ramadan, but they eat turkey, and it kind of reminds me of Thanksgiving. No disrespect intended. I think it would be more than just about eating turkey, which, by the way, so is Thanksgiving. These guys are so flippant in how they deal with us. And you know what Chuck Todd needed? He needed a pastor to just come up and slap him right in his mouth. I know y'all are out there. Kevin, man, you are so violent. Man, yeah. You remember when Jesus went into the temple and he turned over all the tables and all this because of the, you know, what was happening inside of there? The corruption? That Jesus would have slapped Chuck Todd. Y'all think I'm playing, but he, don't be laughing at me. If Jesus would have slapped Chuck Todd, Kevin, you talking about Jesus would have, Jesus, that wouldn't have been a sin? Well, don't hold up a sin sign to me. Don't even do it. That would not have been a sin. Jesus would have said, what did you just say, Chuck Todd? Pow. Don't you ever say something like that. Good Friday. And he has no idea. I mean, how disrespect? I don't mean any disrespect, but here's some disrespect. Isn't it funny every time somebody, look, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but here's some disrespect for you. You know, I like the people who go, I'm not trying to get all in your business, but I'm about to get all in your business. It's always that warning beforehand. Look, I don't want to sound racist, but here's some racial stuff. Oh, man. You know what I love about religious people is we can admit our faults. We can laugh at ourselves. And we recognize the goodness in the world. We really do. We look for goodness in the world. We don't look for problems, and we certainly don't try to create them. When we create problems, you know what we do? Because we will. When I say you don't try to create problems, it doesn't mean that you don't create problems, because the devil is always there. But what you do, Christians, is you correct your problems. You self-correct. You have a button inside of you. It's called a heart. It's called a core. And that button self-corrects. You understand when you've done something wrong and you want to do right. And there's something driving you. And let me tell you, that as a person who is, you know, has these multiple religious conversions, because, you know, my grandmother said, boy, you backslided. You backslid. You know what backsliding is? You're religious and then you do something bad. And my grandmother, who's very spiritual, would go, and religious, he would go, boy, you backslide. Or she would say, he backslid, like the pastor. Pastor was messing around with one of the women in church. He backslid. No, he had an affair. And, you know, whatever. So that's the way they do it. But you backslide. You do. Or you lose your religion. But you really don't lose your religion. You move farther away from God, and then you find yourself coming back. But here's what I want to talk about. The Saudi crown prince met with New York rabbis in an interfaith gesture while he was here. I want to tell you, that happened because of Donald Trump. People can overlook. That's a small thing to happen in the scheme of things in the world, but it's huge because it would have never happened under Obama. You know it. I know it. Leftists know it. Can you imagine one of the most powerful Muslim nations in the world? The guy who runs that nation now says to the Jewish people, I want to meet with you. And they had an interfaith meeting. Here's another thing that happened over the Easter holiday. The religious, I don't want to call it a holiday because it's a bit too big, much of a significance. But a Muslim family in full hijab asked if their kids could join an Easter egg hunt of a guy, a buddy of mine on Twitter, their Southern Baptist, that they were doing in the park. And all the kids were running around together having a blast. Pardon the pun. But they were having a good time, okay? Muslim family asked that they join in a Christian celebration. Now, see, I think that's cool. I don't care what they want to practice, if they want to keep their women covered and things like that. That's up to them. That's like the Amish. They have a strange religion. But to want to participate, see, that's God working in our lives. And the media is not going to tell you these things. They don't want you to know that the Saudis reached out to the Jews and this other thing. We'll be back next time.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Right after Netflix announced its appointment of Susan Rice to its board of directors, the stock dropped 5%. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Now, you say, what's the big deal? It came back a little bit here and there. Stocks go up and down, volatility. I agree. But I'm just telling you, the stock dropped 5% on the announcement of Susan Rice. Were there other factors? Perhaps. I'll tell you this. Many of us, I'm talking about conservatives, immediately started considering, what do we want to do with Netflix? Is there anybody out there that competes against them that we need to be looking at? Now, here, get this. If you think it's strange that Susan Rice was offered a board at Netflix, here's something else you probably don't know. Chelsea Clinton is on the board of Expedia. Yeah. Here are the people, just for the record, so we know who's fighting against us. So every time you go on to Expedia, every time you use TripAdvisor and all these other sites, believe it or not, these sites are owned by leftists. Most of them are. Here are the people who decided to fight back against Laura Ingraham when she called David Hogg a whiny baby. Here it is. Nutrish, TripAdvisor, Wayfair, Hulu, Nestle, Expedia, Joseph A. Banks, and Johnson & Johnson. Those are companies so far who fought back. Go look at those companies, look at the makeup of their board, and it'll tell you everything you need to know. Dominated by leftists. Now, David Hogg thinks he's won because Laura Ingraham issued an apology. I'm going to get back to Netflix. But David Hogg thinks he's won. He's now a powerful voice. In fact, Allison Camerota actually asked, do we have that clip? Let's play that clip.
This is an American issue, and as such, we have to work together.
David, I am stunned that four colleges rejected you. What kind of dumbass colleges don't want you? I mean, you've taken the country by storm. How do you explain this? Did they reject you before the Parkland massacre, or how do you explain this?
They rejected me about... About 2 weeks ago, most of them. It was UCLA and UCSD. The way I explain it is we have a heavily impacted university system in America, and I think there's a lot of really good candidates that don't get into college, and I think it goes to show that regardless of whether or not you get into college, you can still change the world. The hardest part is just believing that you can and continuing that effort to change the world, because you eventually will.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, the gushy, gawny, what am I trying, gushy gooey, fawning over this kid, David Hogg, by Allison Camerota, and his excuse, well, academia doesn't like my type of people. Academia loves this clown. You know what they know? They know this is a Hitler youth in the making. I sent this kid a message, and I sent it out on Twitter. I said, you are the type of kid who is dangerous to any society, because all he wants is fame. He wants fame. And he knows how to get it. He knows what that brings, the power, and he will be drunk on power. You can look at this kid and know it. I said it on the show. You can look at him. So here's the media fawning all over this. I got words for him. And he's I'm just telling you, dangerous person. Dangerous. So anyway, so Netflix is putting people on these boards. What is Netflix? It determines what you're going to see. I mean, think about it. Hollywood's suffering. I talked about Hollywood's numbers dropping like crazy. Terrible numbers in Hollywood for movies right now. Terrible numbers. If it weren't for Black Panther, Hollywood wouldn't even, they would be crying in their, bourgeois cocktails. So Netflix determines what you're going to see. But look at all these other companies. TripAdvisor, Wayfair, Hulu. Hulu's another one of these services. Expedia. Just look at where these people are controlling. These capitalists. These are capitalists that are determining things in your life. And what they do is they spread their little poisons around. Hey, come to TripAdvisor and then we'll send you over to Expedia. Oh, by the way, have you checked out Hulu? Joseph A. Banks, Johnson. I'm not following all this. I'm not trying to connect the dots and say there's some sort of cabal and it's a big conspiracy. All I'm telling you is these people protect one another. They do things that are counterproductive to society, and they figure out a way to do it on our nickel and to keep it in our faces. I remember when I forget which one it is. It's one of these, trip deals where you can do all, we'll find all your hotels for you you don't have to look in multiple places. We'll find all your hotels. Can't remember the name of the service. I looked up the guy who owned that company because I was doing research on some stock stuff. And he is a dyed-in-the-wool leftist. Every time you use that service, you're putting money into his pocket, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Google, all these guys. Now, look, I said earlier, I don't know if there's a cabal, but think about if a guy like that goes to Google and says, look, come on, Sergey, we're buddies. We all support the greater good. Let's make sure my stuff gets there first. Hey, Facebook, Mr. Zuckerberg, how about you give me preferential treatment? This is not just about the quote politics. This is about the politics of your life. You determining what you're going to support. Because at the end of the day, let me tell you what these guys care about. They care about their money. That's what they care about. They care about their money. They care about their power. And the way you have the most power is you amass the most people And then you take your money and you keep those people supporting you. That's what this government has done to blacks. That's what it's trying to do to women. That's what it's trying to do to Latinos and everybody else that they consider a special interest. Somebody's amassing power and saying, now go get me the people. That's how this works. We must show that David Hogg cannot intimidate Laura Ingraham or anybody else. I said before, Laura Ingraham apologized to this kid, not because Laura Ingraham is an apologist. Laura Ingraham was made to apologize by Fox News. They sent her a note saying, you cannot say things about people and generate controversy that comes back to the brand. That's how that happened. And it weakens conservatism when those types of things happen. Weakens it badly. There's a lot of things happening right now in this country that have to be stopped. And leftists control these types of things. For example, all this hoopla over the census. Yeah, let me tell you what that's about. What that's about is the leftists hate being discovered. They hate when you learn about what their crimes are. The reason why Netflix stock fell 5% was when they appointed Susan Rice, everybody went, what the heck? And you knew what happened. Now, in this particular case, I don't know how they wouldn't think we'd discover it. It's pretty easy to discover. But with respect to the census, they know if we count the legitimate people in California, they are going to take a hit. Their citizens have been paying for many, many more illegals than they ever envisioned. And what if it turns out that California, has 25 million illegals? Wouldn't surprise me. I don't think any of you would be surprised. What do you think the citizens are going to say? Think they're going to be happy about this? How many seats will they lose in the legislature if it turns out that they have 15-20% illegals? This is what they don't want you to find, and they want to control this process because that's the only way they can win.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Is it good or is it bad? It depends on where the money is, isn't it? I mean, that's honestly what determines if something's good or bad. Study after study, blah blah blah. But here's a report on what's happening with coffee right now in the state of California.
Starbucks and other coffee retailers in California now have to put a cancer warning on their coffee, according to a judge in L.A. So a nonprofit group sued dozens of coffee retailers like Starbucks, claiming that a chemical created when you roast coffee beans may cause cancer. The coffee companies say, yeah, the chemical's there, but at a harmless level. And they say it's outweighed by the benefits of imbibing coffee. So the judge ruled against them, so now they do have to come up with some warning. The judge still has to rule, though, on whether they have to pay any fines for it.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Jot that number down so you can call. Coffee, carcinogenic. Hey, air, carcinogenic. Water, carcinogenic. Life, carcinogenic. Holy cow. I mean, come on. Yeah, coffee. Is it good for you? Is it bad for you? How many studies have we seen like this? I've talked about this. I probably talked about this when I first started doing radio. What's good for you? One glass of wine? Oh, no, no. It needs to be red wine because it's got the tannins in it. Oh, no, no, no. Two glasses is even better. No, no. If you do two glasses, you get too much of the tannin, which is carcinogenic. It's it. What? I mean, just where does it end? Like I said, you want to know where it ends, where the money ends, man, where the money is. That's where it ends. Because somebody can make something good or bad for you just by virtue of saying, oh, well, I believe it's good or bad. So I need a study that shows that coffee's really good for you. Why? So I can sell a lot more coffee. And then somebody comes along and goes, hey, the tea guys go, they're selling a lot of coffee. We probably ought to say something about how coffee causes cancer. And then somebody buys them off. Yeah, I saw this article. Why coffee is good for you. Here are seven reasons. Coffee isn't just warm and energizing. It also may be extremely good for you. I'm not kidding. It says maybe. In recent years and decades, scientists have studied the effects of coffee on various aspects of health, and their results have been nothing short of amazing. And here's a couple of them. Coffee can make you smarter. Coffee doesn't just wake you up, it literally makes you smarter as well. The active ingredient in coffee is caffeine, which is a stimulant, and the most consumed psychoactive substance in the world. Caffeine's primary mechanism in the brain is blocking the effects
of an inhibitory neurotransmitter called adenosine. By blocking the inhibitory effects of adenosine, caffeine actually increases neural firing in the brain and the release of neurotransmitters like dopamine and norepinephrine. Many controlled trials have examined the effects of caffeine on the brain, demonstrating that caffeine can improve mood, reaction time, memory, vigilance, general cognitive function. But it comes at a cost. It could be cancer causing. The way they roast the beans, releases hexene and a bunch of other enes, and you know, enes and isms and itses can be bad for you. But I love my cup of coffee in the morning. And you know what? We love it so much. We promote the leftist agenda of people like Starbucks to the tune of billions of dollars every year, had Howard Schultz laughing all the way to the bank until he finally screwed up and, you know, got too political and made people mad. Coffee, one of the most expensive products per ounce on the market. And nobody bothers these guys either. I was thinking about this. You know, if you have to drill for coffee versus, you know, burning this carcinogenic bean, would it be any better? Yeah, you know, the coffee drillers, you know, these people that are going out there on these platforms out in the North China Sea drilling for coffee, they're polluting the environment with their leftover remnants of coffee grinds. I don't know what they would do, but you get what I'm saying. If coffee were oil, it would have been demonized long before now. But I don't know who's going after coffee, but now we're learning that it can be bad for you. All kinds of things I read in this report that said coffee good. Seven reasons, and I only gave you one. I just gave you one. It releases more endorphins. Let's face it, that first cup of coffee, it's delicious. The smell of it in the morning just wakes all kinds of senses. It reminds me of my grandmother. It really does. Such a great feeling, because that was the first time I ever smelled coffee, was with my grandparents. You know, when I was growing up, or I should say realize what was going on. And so I would get up in the morning and my grandfather was going to drink his coffee. My grandmother had made it for him. And it reminds me of that. It's got this a tug at me beyond just the taste of it. Now, I never thought coffee tasted good until I was in Hawaii and I got a cup of Kona coffee and I was like, oh, I mean, it was like God himself had jumped into that cup and stirred it. I mean, it was so delicious. It reminds me of the first time I tasted crafted beer at Gordon Biersch. One of my best friends took me to Gordon Biersch in San Jose. And I went, oh, this is beer. This is what beer is supposed to taste like. Not this crap I've been getting. You know, the Schlitz my grandparents used to buy. And when I got old enough to drink, I drank. No, it wasn't that. It was that crafted beer. So here's this Kona coffee. I was like, whoa, what is this? You know, then I found out the cost. Hey, have you drank this monkey butt coffee? My sister bought some of that. It's like, I don't know, it's like $50 or $100 for a bag of it. It's crazy. It's, you might as well buy crack or gold ingots or something. It should be called Coffee Rush instead of this show called Gold Rush. It should be Monkey Butt Coffee Rush, because it's as expensive to mine as gold. It's crazy. But is it good for you? Is it bad for you? So I did a little thing. I looked at some of these stories about. I just Googled coffee, you know, coffee good or bad. And here's what I got. Coffee and health. What does the research say? This is from the Mayo Clinic. You can look these up yourself. And so I'm going, what do you mean? What does the coffee? What does the research say? Tell me what the research says. Here's the beginning of it, because I got it here. In addition, some studies found that two or more cups of coffee a day can increase the risk of heart disease in people with a specific and fairly common genetic mutation that shows the breakdown of caffeine in the body. So how quickly you metabolize coffee may affect your health risk, although coffee may have fewer ... That's where that one ends. The next one was CNN. Is coffee healthy? It was from March 9th of 2018, this year. Is chocolate good or bad for health? Decaf is not no calf. So if you're drinking 3 cups of decaf per day, then I would restrict that, Buffalino said of people with heart conditions. As for coffee's effects on bone health, caffeine in coffee can lead to calcium loss, but it's probably not worth worrying about. Okay, whew, I'm still undecided here. I don't know about you. Here's the next one. It's another CNN. And this one was from January 31st of 2018.
health effects of coffee. Where do we stand? Only 2 months later, they're still asking the question. This is CNN on January 31st of 2018. Here's what CNN said about coffee. Mostly good, but first the negative. A 2001 study found a 20% increase in the risk of urinary tract cancer risk for coffee drinkers, but not tea drinkers. See, we're starting to see connect the dots here. It's the tea people that are going after coffee. That finding was repeated in 2015 meta-analysis. So if there is a risk factor in your family history, you might want to switch to tea. Then, in March 9th of 2018, is coffee good or bad for you? That one I just read earlier. So CNN, 2 months later, is asking the same question. How much did the tea people pay for this? I don't know. And then here's one, January 23rd of 2018 in health.com. Is coffee actually good for you? They keep asking the question. Nobody goes, coffee is definitively good for you. We did a survey. Here's the bad. Here's the good. The good way outweighs the bad. So here you go. Boom. They give you all these things. If you're a beta factor, if you have a risk of this, if you suffer from this geologically, genetically, whatever, then you may not want to drink coffee. Yeah, or you may not want to eat broccoli, or you may not want to, you know, eat an orange, or if you're lactose intolerant, hey, avoid milk. Hey, you have a fish allergy? Don't eat fish stuff. You know, nothing definitive. Here's one, Newsweek. From 2017 in November. Health benefits of coffee. 3 or 4 cups per day does far more, ... So you got to click. Business Insider. They were definitive. Why coffee is good for you. That was October 14th of 2017. Is coffee actually good for you? How many cups a day is considered healthy? Is drip coffee worse than espresso? I mean, somebody wants to get to the bottom of it. And here's what I'm going to tell you, folks. In 2019, you're going to get coffee studies. In 2020, you're going to get coffee studies. Who's paying for all these studies that don't give us any more information about whether we should drink coffee, shouldn't drink coffee? Is it 1 cup a day? Is it 4 cups a day? That's the joke of it all, people. The FDA has approved every drug that has ever been recalled, but the government wants you to know it can tell you what to do about coffee, and California wants to legislate it. Hey, Starbucks, put a warning on your coffee.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You want some news? I'm going to give you some news. CNN is going to have a town hall for James Comey. I'm talking about Crooked Comey, former head of the FBI. Can you believe they're giving this dude he's going to have carte blanche to tell his side of the story. Oh, man. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So glad you're with me. I'm glad to be able to share these little tidbits with you. James Comey, one of the most crooked people to ever be in the FBI, is going to get, the full attention of the nation, which means they'll get about as many people that will watch a public access channel of CNN. But actually, you know what? People are going to tune in to hear Comey. They are. It's a commercial. It's a commercial. This is a fight back. I would love for CNN to do Comey and then have somebody who could counter Comey at the, for example, with the NRA. They want to have an NRA thing, have people ask questions of Comey that are going to ask tough questions. Like, why did you say this during the testimony, but you said this here? Now, Do you believe that the audience CNN is going to assemble for Comey is going to be a tough audience, or is it going to be one of those CNN audiences? Because I'm going to tell you, if it was a tough audience asking Comey, I would, if I were his lawyer, I would advise him against it. Remember, everybody said, Donald Trump shouldn't talk to Mueller. Don't even bother to talk to Mueller, Mueller, Mueller. Where's that gone? Has anybody said in ages, Donald Trump shouldn't talk to Mueller? When have you heard anything about it? I asked earlier in the broadcast, where is Adam Schiff? Where's all the Russian collusion? Now they're in the marketing of the lie. See, they've told the lie. They've tried to sell the lie. Now they must remarket the lie because nobody's believing it. Comey's on the ropes. I saw an article that said Eric Holder, making an evaluation of if he wants to run for president in 2020. Let me tell you something right now, folks. Eric Holder is in no way evaluating whether he's going to run for president in 2020. It isn't happening. That is a media fabrication. It's a lie. You're going to say, Kevin, how do you know? You ain't talking to Eric Holder. Let me tell you, Eric Holder is trying to keep himself out of prison. Eric Holder is trying to redistrict and do things in such a way that Congress will never convict him of anything. He is so busy working with the, what do they call it, the undercurrent, the swamp creatures of D.C. They got in the deep state. Thank you. The deep state. They're so busy working with the deep state. There is no way that clown is considering running for president. He is probably one of the most unpopular people on the planet. I'm talking about even with Democrats, they can't stand him. Have you ever looked at Holder? He always looks like he's angry. Because he is. Have you seen many of these people that you look at? Look at Peter Strzok. Look at McCabe. Look at any picture you see of McCabe. Now, don't misunderstand me. He's a serious G-man, a crooked one. But they're all mad. They're mad for a reason. Hillary Clinton fakes laugh. You can see she's straining. But I can see the frown underneath. Don't look at me. You know you see it. You see the devil in her eyes when you see her. Because she's disingenuous. A town hall with Comey. What next? A party of former, they're going to reconvene the cast of Obama's administration like it's a reunion of Friends or the reunion of Seinfeld. Oh, hey, everybody, welcome back. Talk about having crooks, so many crooks in one location. Geez, hey, if you do that, will you please let the new version of the FBI just arrest all those crooks? Wow. You're going to give Comey that much latitude on nationwide TV so he can, we want to talk about a wine fest. Holy cow, please bring some crackers because it's going to be a wine fest. What do you with wine? What do you have with wine? Champagne, you have strawberries. With wine, what? Cheese? Bring some cheese, that's it. Producers like to correct you all the time. They do it in front of people, too. That's what, I know they don't hear, they don't hear you, but you're still correcting me while I'm on the air. Anyway, Comey's going to get an audience. Wow. Hey, I want to review a few tweets. There was some good stuff out there. Roseanne's show is back. We talked about that. Great ratings. Blah, blah, blah. Hey, here's one. Here was something I got. It was a tweet. Obama was president during 8 school shootings. Why did they wait until now to protest? He was president during 8 of them. Now, he was president during a lot more school shootings, probably if you include colleges and universities, and certainly he was president during lots of Muslim bombings, lots of Muslim, atrocities here in America. No protest. Muslims, this Muslim guy goes in, he shoots up a nightclub. No protest. Gay people went after gays. If a Muslim shoots up a Christmas party, Christians didn't even protest. But certainly, leftists didn't protest that Muslim, those Muslims having all those weapons. They wait till now. I wonder why. Huh, interesting. Interesting timing, leftist. Here's one. A new bill in Kansas would make schools liable for shootings if they deny teachers the right to carry a gun on campus. Perfect. In fact, I think all gun-free zones should be held accountable. If you remove my right to defend myself, then you have the obligation to protect me. That's what a guy wrote on Twitter. He's 100% right. See, when we become more litigious, I know, look, conservatives, you hate to sue. You do. You hate to get all
you know, riled up and all. But if you were to sue a municipality for somebody, you know, and it has to be the victim. I learned this through talking to attorneys because we just wanted to wage some lawsuits. If you want to get the attention of leftists, hit them in their pocketbook. When they're playing with other people's money, you can't do anything to them. When it's their money, suddenly it's a big deal. See, let me give you an example. Jerry Brown is the governor of California. So maybe you have some issues with him there. But Jerry Brown, the citizen, can be sued. He can be sued. So, I mean, I'm presuming this is the case. Other legislators who want to make, for example, sanctuary cities. If something happens to a victim, we need, well, I'm telling you right now, if the conservatives, if we got together, and I know the group's kind of like this, but if we had a group of attorneys that we funded, and all they did was go and initiate lawsuits against the lunacy of leftism, we'd nip this thing in the bud. We would. This bill to sue schools, sue gun-free zones, sue municipalities that limit your ability. See, here's what they do. They say, yeah, you can carry your gun. You can have a constitutional right to the Second Amendment. Oh, but you can't bring your gun into this location. Oh, but you can't bring your firearm into such and such, into a, you know, the Walmart or whatever. We're a gun-free zone. Okay? The minute somebody loses a lawsuit in a gun-free zone, you're going to see people scraping those little signs off the window. Yeah. Uh-huh. We're no longer a gun-free zone. It's ridiculous. Here was another one. I have not researched this story, but I saw this. I thought it was interesting. Minneapolis FBI agent Terry James Albury has been charged with leaking classified information to The Intercept. Go research that for yourselves. I thought that was interesting, given the tenor of the FBI these days. I wouldn't be surprised. But he's leaking information to The Intercept, which is some sort of media outlet. I don't know whether that media outlet is lefty, righty, whatever. It doesn't matter, right? He's leaking information. Comey's FBI, well, you know, remnants, now under Director Wray. So what are they going to do there? Here's one I found kind of interesting. Emma Gonzalez, pro-gun student from Parkland, now admits she bullied Nicholas Cruz. Perhaps the blood she sees on the hands of the NRA was actually on her own hands, as well as the FBI, local police, teachers, and other classmates. This is what somebody tweeted. I agree wholeheartedly. If you were to dig into the story of Nicholas Cruz, you're going to find out that all the liberal policies of tolerance and non-bullying and acceptance, etc., is out the window. And if you've seen Emma Gonzalez, she shaved her head. She looks like a Nazi. She does. She looks like a Nazi. Looks like she'd be one of Hitler's kids, except her name is Gonzalez, so he wouldn't have accepted her. And neither do the Democrats, by the way. But they what I mean by that is they accept her publicly, but they don't accept her privately. That's how Democrats work. See, when we have an icon as conservatives, we accept them publicly and privately. I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, I'm for so-and-so, and then when you get to me at a cocktail party or something, I'm like, nah, I was just saying that on TV. We accept the people that we accept. They don't. They love Al Sharpton publicly, but privately, they can't stand him. They love Jesse Jackson publicly, but privately, they can't stand him. They love Joy Behar and the women of The View publicly, but privately, they want nothing to do with them. They talk worse about them than you and I ever would. I'm telling you, that's the way they work. Owned by the hard left, they're well-organized, well-funded, and I'm going to tell you, keep your eye on them. Don't take them for granted. Yeah, we've got them by the short hairs, but don't take these people for granted. They are crooked to their core, the most mean-spirited people on the planet. Remember that.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.